Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a program that you've had for several years now, the Masters of Beef Advocacy.
We love this program, and this year we had more than 1,000 FFA students complete the Masters of Beef Advocacy program in 2019, which was extremely exciting, second year in a row of over 1,000 students. As a reminder for people who might not know what the Masters of Beef Advocacy is, it's a go-to program for training and resources to be a strong advocate for the beef community. It's free, it's self-guided, online course, and it provides farmers, ranchers, our youth, and our beef community with information they need to be advocates for the industry and really answer those tough questions about beef and raising cattle. We integrated the program more than 7 years ago with Oklahoma FFA, and it has grown every year. We can't say enough for this partnership with them, and we're very proud of the work we're able to do with Oklahoma agriculture youth. And if listeners would like to get their MBA, just visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
And to learn more about what's happening with the Beef Checkoff, go to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Cattle futures were lower across the board. We had live cattle anywhere from $1 to $1.40 lower, with June 94.32 down $1.40. August down $1.17 at $96.75. This week we really had some disappointing cash trade. We started off the week 117, which was just slightly lower than last week, but we finished around 105. So the cash market continued to move lower all week long on the live cattle. The feeder cattle market today was down about 80 to $1.40, with August at 133.87. So again, across the board, lower on the cattle futures. Today's kill was 116,000, which was lower than the 117 yesterday. But we're nearly back to the 120 that we need to get back to a normal level. Week to date, we are about 573,000. Last week at the same time, we were at 441,000. So we're making big time progress. Last year at this same period, we were at 601,000. So making progress, but we're still behind where we need to be. We need to be around that 120,000 plus, 130,000 or 40,000, I guess, to start playing catch up for the 30 to 45 days that we were down significantly.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale Saturday, June 13th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charlet, Sim Angus, and Red Composites, most all breeds in volume. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com. For more information, call 580-309-0711.
Grain futures were mixed today, with corn closing up 3 cents out in December at $3.46. This is the highest level we have seen since the beginning of April. And we're also now breaking out and above the moving averages, both the 20 and 50 day moving average. So there are a lot of really positive technical aspects to the corn market. The soybean market also higher today, up 2 to 4 cents. November beans finished at $8.80. which is similar to the corn breaking out here. We haven't seen these levels since back in early April, April 13th, when we hit a high of 882 and a quarter. So that will now become resistance. And if you notice today, day's high was 882 and a quarter as well. So kind of a double top there. We'll see what happens going forward. Cotton also making new highs here for the last few months, going back to March highs above the 50-day, above the 20-day. That is also providing support. So across the board on the grains, are pretty good. Now, Kansas City wheat is another story. It was down hard today, down 10 and 3 quarters. We got some harvest pressure. Put that down 10 and 3 quarters at 461 and a half. Cotton, on the other hand, up 140 at 6098. There's some optimism that the U.S. dollar getting weaker like it has over the last couple of weeks will maybe help our exports. And also the technical bounce is helping.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.